On February 5th in Barcelona, Spain, Belgian runner Stefan Engels completed an amazing feat with his feet. He finished his 365th marathon in 365 days. Let's just think about that for a second. Every day for an entire year, a run of 26.2 miles, that's a total of 9,569 miles. Stefan Engels joins us from his home in Ghent, Belgium. And Stefan, first of all, are you even walking now? Are you moving at all?
No, I can say it's a week later and really run no meter.
No meter, not a yard, not an inch. But did you hurt when you ran every day? How'd you do this?
In the first 3-4 months, it was really hard for my body. But after this time, my body was accepted and learned good recovering. And I found a way with the food and sleeping enough. But of course, the mental side was difficult. It's so long a year, every day you wake up and say, Stefan, today you must run again a marathon.
Did you ever, get just the things that people, mere mortals get, a blister, a stress fracture from, just constant pounding?
Every week of every month I have something problems with my stomach, with my feet, with my legs, the wind was too hard, it was raining, it was really cold, I'm running on snow, ice, I'm running also in 40 degrees in the desert, but I say all the time to myself, come on, Stefan, it's not more than 4 hours. And you have the rest of the day for keep rest and sleeping and eat what you want and celebrate today and think only on today and think not on tomorrow and the day after and then a month later. So that was my way of think positive.
Yeah, very much in the here and now. Well, a couple things. That 40-degree run, that's 100 degrees. I mean, that's over 100 degrees. That's hot. And you said you tell yourself, oh, it's only 4 hours. So you averaged, we should say, in your daily marathon, 4 hours. One you ran in 2 hours and 56 minutes. But to most people, a 4-hour marathon is still good. That's still fast.
That's true. I have a lot of respect for the people running 4 hours and also 5 hours. But I'm not a beginner. I'm running now 25 years in my life. So I do also triathlons. I have also a record in do 20 Ironmans in 1 year. So my body is so learning good running and have a really good recuperation. Also, I'm fast. Normally, I can running a marathon in 3:30, 3:50. But of course, this is not good for my body. So I my doctor said, look, you run slowly, 10K in an hour. So most important was my heartbeat. My heartbeat was not higher than 100. I do the same thing like other people go to work. That was my system.
Well, and that we're told that if you run, you have to take at least a couple days off every several days to let almost the muscles regenerate. Do you think, since you didn't do that, do you think that there's something about you? Do you think it's something genetic? I mean, do you think there's something about people who can do what, even close to what you've done, that makes you different?
No, I'm not a Superman. I'm not a special mix for this. Really, I was born with asthma. I have asthma also now. I take a lot of medicines. Without medicines, I cannot run. But I believe in my story and in my goal. I make a goal. 80% for my story is mental and 20% is physical. I do 3 things in a day: sleeping, running, eating. That's all what I did.
Well, why'd you do it?
I like looking for new challenges in my life. I need this. And what I will say to the people in the world, look, make your goal, take some risks, do something for yourself, and say to your friends and to your family, believe what you do and go for it. So if I can run every day this, okay, everybody can make his goal. So, and it's really, really important you lose overweight and you have a fit body. It's so important for your mind also.
Stefan Engels, speaking to us from Ghent, Belgium. He's just completed 365 marathons in 365 days. He's sitting down. Stefan, thanks so much.
It was my pleasure. And I hope I visit one of this year's Boston Marathon. I like also the Boston Marathon.
Oh, it should be a piece of cake for you.
I don't know.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.